You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12 to 17. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitant of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid, nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you." Hallelujah. The Lord is with you. I realize that the greatest thing a man can have is the presence of the Lord. It is not money. It is not car. It is not position. It is not house. It is the presence of the Lord. Jehoshaphat being king and the nation of Israel, they were confronted with a great multitude, as it will happen again in the end of days, when great multitude will come against Israel. This is a foreshadow of the end of days. There was no way they could muster an army to fight this great multitude. And they said three things to God. One, we have no power of our own. So brethren, it does not matter that you have no ability, you have no means to deal with that problem. What do you have to deal with cancer? What do you have to deal with a wicked husband or a troublesome wife? Where is the power? Then the next thing they say is, we do not know what to do. Hallelujah. We do not know what to do. There are many situations and circumstances. We honestly do not know what to do. Usually, people allow that to lead them to depression. But I tell you, it is not a problem. It is okay that you have no power against this circumstance. It is okay that you do not know what to do, but there is something they have. And I'm praying that you also, you will have that today. They said, but our eyes are upon you. My brothers and sisters, where is your eyes? The problem is not that you don't have money. The problem is that your eyes are on your salary. Your eyes are on your uncle that is abroad. Your eyes is on the presidency, is on the politicians. Your eyes are on what you can see. Can you put your eyes on what you cannot see? Because did they see God? Obviously no, but yet they saw him by faith. They saw God by faith. Where is your eyes? That is what is most important. Your strength, you may not have strength. It is okay. You may not know what to do. Hallelujah. You see, that not knowing what to do, I am grateful to God. You know, some people are experts. They know how to do this. They say, go and meet this man. He knows how to do this. This one knows how to do this. I'm grateful to God that I don't know how to do things. Brethren, it is not a problem that you don't know how to do it. But where is your eyes? God said they should stand still. He said they should not be afraid. He said because it's not their battle. Brethren, if you keep your eyes on Jesus alone, you will have victory in the end. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.